This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. For months, you've been hearing the now almost predictable back and forth between the presidential candidates on jobs and the economy. Well, we're going to spend the next few minutes comparing the candidates on a topic you've heard much less about, education. With us to compare and contrast Mitt Romney's views with those of President Obama's is CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundin. And she joins us as part of our election coverage, Colorado Votes. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Ryan.
Education appears to be something of a sideline issue in this presidential race.
Yes, I always find it curious that education plays a huge role in how diverse and robust the economy is, the quality of jobs, the size of the prison population and welfare rolls, and even how civically engaged the population is. But candidates pay so little attention to it. If you look at the two recent party conventions, four of the Democratic convention speeches focused heavily on education, and at the Republican convention, it was just one.
And these were events with tons of speakers.
Many speakers. That's right. Another observation, Obama referred to education at the beginning of his speech, and for Romney, it was about three quarters of the way through. This lack of attention to education in a presidential race isn't always the case. If you remember when George W. Bush was running for president, education was more of a top-line issue. His No Child Left Behind Act put the national spotlight on closing the achievement gap between high and low performing students.
So what are the biggest differences between the two major parties when it comes to education?
School choice is one. This is central to Mitt Romney's platform. School choice in the form of vouchers, tax credits, and scholarships. He said he'd like federal dollars that now go to school districts for low-income students and kids in special education, instead to give those dollars directly to parents. Parents could then choose to spend them at a public or a private school.
And what's the reasoning behind doing that?
Well, it goes along with his fundamental philosophy that parents need more power when it comes to their children's education, and giving them that money directly allows them to choose the school that fits their child's needs best.
If this is a child who is poor or a child with special needs.
That's right.
And what would a plan like this mean for Colorado?
Well, if you look at the number of schools that receive federal funds for kids who live in poverty, that's about a third of Colorado schools, about 560 schools. Colorado receives about $176 million a year in all federal money for all education-related programs. So it's a significant amount of money that could possibly be spent in a very different way. Some folks have pointed out problems with this plan. There's not enough money to cover the costs of a private school education. And interestingly, even one of the architects of the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind Act says Romney's plans don't have enough accountability in them. Also, talking to the folks at the State Department of Education, funding for high-poverty schools in Colorado in particular is enormously complex. In the words of one official, to give the federal money to parents to spend would create havoc, and there would be districts in the end who would win big time and districts that would lose big time.
And I imagine that education funding overall is another big area that divides these candidates.
Yes, the Obama administration has spent a record amount of money on education, $100 billion, in fact, through the stimulus. And in 2010, another $10 billion came to avert teacher layoffs. And there are billions more through the program called Race to the Top. That was a competitive race, you might remember, that awarded money to states that promised certain changes, like reforming teacher evaluation systems, growing charter schools, and turning around the lowest performing schools. Here's Obama in an interview with NBC's Education Nation.
From the perspective of Democrats, we can't just sit on the status quo or say that money is the only issue. Reform is important also, and that's been the benchmark we've used in my administration, is to say we're going to give more money to those schools that are serious about reform, but we're not going to let people make excuses and suggest that it's just a money problem.
NBC was running some classroom sound behind him, you can hear there. At any rate, schools aren't likely to see more money under Mitt Romney. He's been pretty light on specifics about education funding, but you might get some clue from the budget his running mate has proposed, which calls for a 20% cut in discretionary spending. That includes money for education.
Back for a moment to Race to the Top, Colorado competed for those funds. And it, along with some other education reforms that the Obama administration has backed, have not been popular with some Democrats.
That's right, Ryan. Some Democrats and teachers have been wary or outright oppose his so-called education reform efforts. Some of his more controversial policies include expanding charter schools, merit pay for teachers, and in particular, tying teacher evaluations to student test scores. Some of those issues raise the hackles of many teachers' unions, as was pretty obvious in Chicago recently. Obama has used federal money for states to push those changes, and he'd like to continue those efforts.
Is that going to hurt him with some Democrats?
Well, if they oppose those measures, they probably wouldn't like Romney ideas either. Even though Obama has butted heads with some teachers' unions, many support his campaign.
Are there areas that these two candidates agree on when it comes to education policy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are. They are both big fans of charter schools and want to revamp how teachers are evaluated. Both candidates back what are called the Common Core Standards. These are new academic standards developed by education and business leaders in states, and they're aimed at making students more competitive in a global economy.
46 states have adopted these Common Core Standards.
That's right. But how involved the federal government is in implementing these Common Core Standards may depend a lot on the election. Romney said recently on NBC's Education Nation that the federal government won't aid states in bringing these standards into the classroom.
I don't happen to believe that every time there's a good idea that comes along, the federal government should now finance the implementation of that. Education is done at the state level. The federal government provides funding for special needs students and for low-income students. But in terms of implementing the Common Core, if you've chosen it, congratulations, work on it, and do it within the resources of your own state.
Mr. Obama hasn't been as clear-cut on this issue.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And as part of our election coverage, Colorado Votes, we are looking at the presidential candidate's stances on education with our education reporter, Jenny Brundine. And Jenny, let's turn to higher education now. What have you found out about the candidates?
Obama and fellow Democrats are touting a long list of investments to make college more affordable, like doubling Pell Grants for low-income students and a tax credit to provide up to $10,000 over 4 years of college. Obama also overhauled the student loan system, getting private banks out of the student loan business. Romney, meanwhile, has said private banks should be involved in student loans and has praised for-profit private colleges. He believes they can increase competition with public colleges and help keep the cost down. Obama, meanwhile, has criticized for-profits and shined a spotlight on cases involving students left with huge loans and no job prospects. And as for Romney on Pell Grants, again, we don't have a lot of specifics, but if you look at his running mate's budget, it would reserve these grants for the poorest students. And some estimates, one by the nonprofit Education Trust, put it at 1 million fewer students who would be eligible for these grants.
Is there something we can learn about Mr. Romney's views on education by looking at his tenure in Massachusetts? He was governor there, of course.
Well, there he championed many proposals similar to Obama's, teacher pay based on performance and a get tough approach to the lowest performing schools. In other areas, he vetoed efforts to expand preschool to all children. He also tried to make classes for parents mandatory.
For parents?
For parents, that's right. These classes would teach parents how to help their kids succeed, how to get involved in their school, things like that.
What is Romney's position on the federal Department of Education? You know, we heard some conservative Republicans calling for its elimination.
Yes, on the federal Department of Education, he hasn't gone as far as wanting to eliminate it, but he's told donors that he would, quote, make it a heck of a lot smaller.
Well, finally, Jenny, what are Obama's priorities for the next 4 years if he's reelected when it comes to education?
I think he'd like to continue the reform effort he's begun, in other words, federal funds in exchange for significant reforms to improve struggling schools. And over the next decade, he'd like to recruit 200,000 new math and science teachers and improve early childhood education.
Well, there is more information about where these two candidates stand on education at our website, cpr.org. Jenny, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Jenny Brundine is the education reporter at Colorado Public Radio, and our conversation is part of Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage. There are links to other conversations and reports, again, at cpr.org.